The Our Father is a prayer that we Catholics most often pray every day. In it we say, Your will be done. I repeat, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But seldom does the will of God really prevails in our own personal lives. Why? Because it is not the will that is done in our lives. It is our own will that prevails. And so we stray away from God, because instead of doing His will, we do our own will. Besides, it's very difficult to do the will of God. It's very difficult. The will of God many times runs repugnant to our nature. But then as children of God, we cannot but do His will. The readings today challenge each one of us that doing the will of God brings us to the inner space, the inner sphere of Jesus. The book of Genesis related to us the entrance of sin in the world, the greatest rebellion that our first parents did or committed when they were in the Garden of Eden. The will of God for them is very, very clear. What was that will? You shall not eat of this fruit, the tree of knowledge of right and wrong. Do not touch it. It's so clear to them. But they rebelled. They were disobedient to the will of the Father for them. And so what happened? When God realized that they have disobeyed Him, He looked for them. Where are you? And the first parent, Adam, said, I hid myself because I am naked. And God said, who told you that you were naked? Because I disobeyed. Brothers and sisters, let me take note of this word, hide. Hiding. Hiding, my dear brothers and sisters, is actually going out of the space of God, of the dominion of God. When we sin, isn't it that we hide? The husband who has a mistress would usually hide from his wife, right? When we sin against God, we hide. We want darkness. We don't want to go into the light. We are actually going out of the space of God, of the dominion of God. Next is, if you notice, blaming. Adam blamed Eve. Because you gave me this woman, that's why I sinned. And Yahweh turned to the woman, Eve. The woman blamed the serpent. Because of this serpent, that's why I sinned. Why did you create it? My question, my dear brothers and sisters, did God blame Adam and Eve when they sinned? No, no. God does not blame us. But why is it that we blame each other? It is because of you. It is because of you. We could not take responsibility from our actions. We always blame other people. You know, in this sphere, my dear brothers and sisters, we need a space in order that the will of God be observed in our lives, in freedom, in what we call obedience. If our first parents disobeyed, we are challenged to become obedient to the will of God. Obedient comes from Latin ob, audire. Audire means to listen. And today, listening is problematic. Why is there a conflict between husband and wife? because both do not want to listen, right? The husband would talk, the wife would talk, the parents would talk, the children would talk. Nobody wants to listen. The superior would talk, the inferior would talk. Nobody wants to listen. Obedience is listening, discerning what is the will of God. Listen. Don't talk. Please listen before you talk. And this is what we need in our families, in our work, in our society, in relationship. We can only do the will of God if we discern and if we listen. Please listen. Give time listening rather than talking and talking. St. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians in our first reading today, talks about his experience as an apostle. Unlike Adam and Eve, who hide after they committed sin, became disobedient to God, St. Paul did not hide the trials that he encountered when he was an apostle. Name it, and St. Paul has it. He had attacks, persecutions, imprisonment, shipwreck. Just imagine to experience shipwreck, hunger, all for the sake of Christ, all for the sake of the gospel. You know, if St. Paul was weak internally, he could have been discouraged and he could have given up. I don't want to continue my mission. I have lots of all these trials. I give up. But you know what holds St. Paul? It is his faith in Jesus Christ. And this faith contains the promise of Jesus. And what was the promise of Jesus? He who perseveres to the end will share in my resurrection and will inherit eternal life. St. Paul did listen to Christ because of his faith, that even if he encountered so many trials, so many problems in his mission, he kept on doing his mission, going on, because of his faith in Jesus. And this is what we need, dear brothers and sisters. Listening, being obedient to Christ, entails perseverance. Perseverance in our relationship, perseverance in our work, perseverance in our mission. Three groups of people listened and reacted to the teachings of Jesus. First, are his relatives. They heard the attacks hurled against Jesus. They know it. And they even said, Jesus is out of his mind. And you know why this criticism was heard from the relatives of Jesus? Because they knew that Jesus, instead of concentrating on his family, immediate family, on Mary, at that time, Joseph was already dead. So Mary needs a companion. His relatives, Jesus was focused on his mission rather than the needs of his families. So for his family's relatives said, he's out of his mind, a nasty criticism. But Jesus was not cowed by it, was affected by it, because he believed that this is the mission of the Father that he should do. Second group, the scribes. The scribes could not believe that this nobody from Nazareth could do the mission of God, when in fact, they, the scribes and the Pharisees, are the institution when it comes to the religion of Judaism. They are the only authority in teaching to the people about God. But Jesus is nobody Why is he teaching? What is he proclaiming? And most of all, why is he exorcising? That's why they hurled this criticism. He is driving out demons by the power of Beelzebul. Who is Beelzebul? The prince of devil, of demons. Just imagine that. On the part of Jesus, it is offensive, but it is not true. So Jesus led to his mission, continued his mission. And the last group was the inner circle of Jesus. Jesus said that the people there gathered, your mother, your brothers and sisters are looking for you. And Jesus asked, who is my mother? Who is my brother and my sister? Here are my mother, my brothers and sisters. Everyone who does the will of my Father in heaven is a brother, a sister, and a mother to me. This is a challenge for each one of us. We are considered as brother, sister, and mother of Jesus if we do his will, if we inhabit his mind, if we leave his mission, if we leave his message. We are one in mind and heart. We belong to the inner circle, the inner space of Jesus, because we have one thing in common. We do the will of the Father. This is a great challenge for each one of us. So we ask this ourselves, do we really do the will of the Father? And do we want to belong to the inner space of Jesus?